910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hunter Biden's statement. I'm Sherry Preston.
There's no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business, because it did not happen.
President Biden's son, Hunter, addressing reporters on Capitol Hill, saying he is prepared to answer legitimate questions about his business dealings, but that he won't do so in private. ABC's Rachel Bade has more on why.
So Hunter Biden and his lawyer, they're afraid that Republicans want him to testify behind closed doors so they could basically control the narrative and pick little pieces of things he said and leak them to the public and sort of spin them in a way that casts him in a negative light or cherry pick his answers. So that's why he wants to testify in public, so everyone can see his full answers and nothing can be taken out of context.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio saying the political atmosphere right now is too polarized for a public hearing.
If you do it in an open format now, you're going to get filibusters, you're going to get speeches, you're going to get all kinds of things.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The League of Women Voters says so-called election integrity efforts in the Wisconsin legislature are a wolf in sheep's clothing. The League's Deborah Cronmiller points to attempts to dismantle the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Other bills that have been introduced, which sort of, I think, show the hand of this legislative body, is that they're not really looking for more integrity in our elections.
Governor Evers has vetoed a number of election bills in the past he says would make it harder to vote in Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents is set to vote today on the same deal with Republican lawmakers it rejected Saturday. Among other things, it would trade more modest diversity efforts for money for employee pay raises. Governor Evers says he's disappointed by the process. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Rusk County man has been sentenced after being accused of sexually assaulting three young girls. 63-year-old Scott Reed pleaded no contest to one of the charges in return for the dismissal of the other charges and will spend 17 years in prison, followed by 10 years of extended supervision, and must register as a sex offender for life. Reed was accused of repeatedly sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl who was 5 or 6 when the assaults began and threatening to assault her siblings and cousin if she didn't comply. Proposed bills in the Wisconsin State Assembly seek to improve conditions for inmates in the state. One bill authored by Eau Claire Democrat Jody Emerson would require a minimum of 4 15-minute bathing periods per week with heated water for at least 10 minutes. One would require inmates in county and state correctional facilities to receive a minimum 3 hours of outdoor time per week. And one would require all inmates that perform labor to be paid at least $2.33 per hour. The package contains 17 bills in total. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The Pacers have beat the Bucks 3 out of the last 5 times the teams have met. Bucks forward Malik Beasley says, in some ways, this Bucks team is still getting to know each other.
I mean, I feel like we've been pretty good overall in the clutch as a new team. You know, it ain't always easy to win games, and I think that's still, we have high expectations, championship and stuff, but, you know, like Coach said last night, we got to win. And, you know, control our situations better in between the game, first, third, second quarter, to prevent those type of situations, but, you know, we're ready for late game situations if need be.
NFL, the Packers could be short at wide receiver this week when they face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dontavian Wicks told reporters he may have a high ankle sprain. Jaden Reed said to be in the concussion protocol. Matt LaFleur.
I think anytime you have more guys that continue to go out, it's also an opportunity for other guys.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 33. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 21. Daytime highs approaching 43 tomorrow. Bright sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so very much for joining us. We're coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha, broadcasting across the state. Want to remind you, too, we have a new show just started last week across the network, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. You can catch him 8 to 10 p.m. across the entire Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. It's free. Calvin Journey is, there we go.
It's free.
The app is absolutely free.
Woo!
And if you're going to be heading out for the holidays and you want to download podcasts so you can take us with you, absolutely do that. So you will find the Civic Media app wherever you app.
Put us in your pocket for the holiday
exactly.
season.
Take us along. We haven't done this in a while.
No, we haven't.
And this just really jumped out at me when it crossed my Twitter feed the other day. So it is time for a new episode of...
Play it, Calvin.
More words from men.
Yes. From men.
The never award-winning series.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Award-winning series. No, more words from men on As Goes Wisconsin.
Who's so, got, what men have more words, Jane?
Charlie Kirk.
It's barely anything.
30 years old. Charlie Kirk is a MAGA Republican who has a radio program. He's all the co-founder of Turning Point USA.
I think he's also is. Oh no, that's Ben Shapiro. He's one of the big guys in the YAF, the YAF.
The YAF. That's the Scott Walker organization, the Young Americans. Charlie Kirk, the co-founder of Turning Point USA, had three male guests on his show in the last couple of days, and we have a clip, Callan. Let's play that clip.
I have to be honest. I don't like Taylor Swift and at all. And
most guys do.
Well, isn't that the real topic, right?
But that's kind of the real topic. And I feel as if she's being forced upon our culture, like it's this Taylor Swift colonizing effort. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. She's a narcissist. I don't think that she's very talented.
She's nasty. No, she's ugly. Nobody likes her. Nobody likes her. She looks like a teenage boy. Like, dudes don't like her. Like, if you put her in front of, like, she's ugly.
That's true. Yeah. Does Taylor Swift have any eggs left?
I don't think she probably, I don't know if she had it to start with.
What?
Yeah.
There's so much to unpack in that very brief clip.
Jane, before we go into that unpacking, I did some basic research on their claims.
Okay.
No talent. No one likes her.
She looks like a boy.
That's
subjective.
Yeah, that's okay, subjective. She is the most streamed artist on Spotify in 2023. Guess how many streams she has? Just take one guess.
1.2 billion.
Try 26.1 billion. She has most charted songs of all time, which is 231 of them. She has an estimated 114 million albums sold. She's been making records for less than 20 years. She has 1,234 various award nominations, 637 of those she has won, 52 of those nominations Grammys, 12 she has won. She has set 117 Guinness World Records, and the Eras Tour went on to make $1 billion this year. And, oh, by the way, she's Times Person of the Year. So your "she doesn't have any talent" thing, Charlie, and your idiot friends who I didn't even learn because you're nothing. You're wrong. You're stupid, and you're jealous.
Well, again, there's so much within that little clip. First of all, I love that Taylor Swift is being forced upon us. We're being colonized by Swifties. Okay. Does that mean we're all going to wear sparkly tops? I don't know what that exactly means. Charlie Kirk also claimed that Taylor Swift got 4 million girls registered to vote in 24 hours. Therefore, she is going to destroy the country. Now, I just want to point one thing out. If the MAGA party had a male celebrity who got 4 million young men to register and go vote, they would be screaming this from the rooftops and celebrating this like nothing else.
And also, I don't think it was 4 million.
It was not 4 million.
Yeah.
National Voter Registration Day was September 19th. That morning, she put on her Instagram, reminding people it's National Voter Registration Day. Yeah. Here's a place to go vote. It's the nonprofit, nonpartisan group called vote.org. So, yes, they had 35,252 new registrations on National Voter Registration Day. That, if you round up, it's almost 4 million.
You were only off by 3.
You're so close.
3,965,000.
I could see where they could make that mistake.
I mean, and then the whole like this is the classic hypocrisy of these kinds of dudes. These guys, the dudes, have all sorts of opinions on women. And, you know, they're too emotional. That's why they shouldn't hold power. You know, they don't respect the patriarchal structure of the family and the country. They're, you know, all these gossips and blah blah. They are being exactly who they stereotype women as. They are sitting there. If you watch the video, they're not even sitting there like having a discussion about why they're just complaining to each other as if the cameras and microphones were off. Like, this sounds like off air conversation. It's just so light and breezy for them. But they're just saying the most vitriolic crap.
Well, and things that are unfortunately not based in reality.
No.
There are some basic biological questions.
Oh, boys.
I think need to be addressed.
Boys.
So, again, in that clip of Charlie Kirk, who is the co-founder of Turning Point USA, they ask on whether or not Taylor Swift has any eggs left. She's 34 years old. So I did a little research.
Did your own research?
I did my own research on how ovulation works. I wonder if Taylor Swift has any eggs left. What does he think women do with their eggs? Do we lose them? Are we misplacing them? I was at the store and I left them in my purse. What do they think happens to a woman's eggs?
Well, maybe they think because she's so hardworking and she does so much and she doesn't settle down and have a baby, that with every song she writes, she loses an egg. That's just what happens. As she gets more successful, that is the crime of women becoming successful. For every Grammy she wins, another egg is gone. For every number one hit, take an egg.
I'm wondering if they think that every time a woman has sex, she loses an egg. Because that's also not how ovulation actually works. So babies with ovaries come with all the egg cells they're ever going to have. You do not develop any new ones over the course of your life. So babies with ovaries are born with between 1 and 2 million eggs. Obviously, this is an estimate.
Yeah.
When women hit puberty, they've got about 300,000 to 400,000 because more than 10,000 eggs die every month before you even get to puberty.
And you know what? There might be a thing in her body, a biological issue where she doesn't produce them or didn't have them or whatever. I don't know. That ain't our business.
No, it's not our business. And again, She's only 34 years old.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Today is her birthday. Today is her birthday.
We basically have the same birthday, Jane.
You and Taylor Swift?
Yeah, basically.
Well, you have so much in common.
Thank you.
So every month, the body selects a group of eggs as contenders to be the one to ovulate. So there's one follicle, essentially the sac that holds the egg, that is ultimately the one that is going to be released that month. Typically, there are exceptions, of course. If you, in some cases, you can have fraternal twins. That's a different issue. IVF is an entirely different story. But no, guys, women release one egg a month.
If she has any eggs left over. I just love, does she have any eggs? Like, you were really searching for insults there. Like, I mean, here's the thing is, I know people who don't like Taylor Swift. I've heard their complaints, and it's usually about her music, her lyrics, things like that. Fine, whatever. Instead, they just go off the deep end.
I know.
And go into female biology, which they would never understand or look up for their own. Or they would go, I don't want, gross.
Icky.
Lady bodies.
Yeah, icky stuff. Well, we're going to have Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to be here tomorrow, and she can help clarify.
That's the first question. You should just out the gate be like, Dr. Lyerly, tell us truthfully, what happened to Taylor's eggs?
Where are they? Do you know? Where are they?
These guys.
Fertility does start to decrease in a woman's early 30s, and then it speeds up as you pass your mid-30s and get older. And certainly lifestyle choices, smoking in particular, is going to hurt your ability to conceive and have healthy eggs. But I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift is a pretty healthy person.
She looks like a kind of person who probably enjoys a naughty meal here, like a steak or something, but then probably exercise it. She seems to take care of herself.
Oh, yeah. Good heavens. She performs. I mean, she does a physical workout every time she performs.
3-hour show.
Yeah.
I know she likes the wine, but who doesn't?
Well, she's not. Trust me, I highly doubt that she's smoking, and I think she's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Texture from the 541. Jane, have you seen the price of eggs? Taylor Swift probably sold them, which is how she got so rich since no one likes her music. Hashtag sarcasm.
Side note, I want to look this up. There's actually an investigation into the price of eggs, that there was a conspiracy to drive the prices up.
And yeah, that's an entirely different thing.
Yeah.
If you want to check on this, more words from men, 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Is Taylor Swift not talented and ugly and eggless?
If you know where Taylor's eggs are, can you tell us?
Yes, please. Call now. 844-967-2789. Text and or call or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I have to be honest. I don't like Taylor Swift and at all. And
most guys don't.
Well, isn't that the real topic, right?
But that's kind of the real topic. And I feel as if she's being forced upon our culture, like it's this Taylor Swift colonizing effort. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. She's a narcissist. I don't think that she's very talented.
She's nasty. No, she's ugly. Nobody likes her.
Nobody likes her.
She looks like a teenage boy. Like, dudes don't like her. Like, if you put her in front of, like, she's ugly.
That's true. Yeah. Does Taylor Swift have any eggs left?
I don't think she probably, I don't know if she had it to start with.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can join us at 844-967-2789. That was a discussion between 30-year-old Charlie Kirk, who is a MAGA, who is the co-founder of Turning Point USA, and also has a radio program, and they're whining about Taylor Swift. And did you know, Greg, that she has no talent and nobody likes her?
At the beginning of that quote unquote discussion, I'm not going to give it the weight of that word, but they go, that's the real topic here, is not just if people like her, guys.
Yes.
Guys like her.
Because that is the only audience that matters.
And that clip is actually about 4 minutes long. And at one point they say that if you go to one of her concerts, which one of those guys admits to going to a concert, it was nothing but teenage girls and gays. And you, dude, you were there.
I would think if you're a single guy, going to an auditorium of thousands of young women would be a good thing.
I mean, I wouldn't want that guy within 1,000 feet of anybody.
No, but, I understand what you're saying, but the whole thing just makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean,
especially the whole, does she even have any eggs left? How do we think biology works, people? That's not how it works.
Let's not pretend that they have any clue on how biology works, let alone female biology.
Truly. Jim and Appleton calling, texting from the 920. Do these boys identify as incels by chance? I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't be surprised. I don't know that they are self-proclaimed incels. And if you don't know what an incel is, it's involuntarily celibate, essentially meaning they can't get anyone to date them or sleep with them.
This is involuntary. It's like, you know what? Seeing that no lady wants to do with me, I don't want to do with them either. So I won't. I'll be in my mom's basement talking about Taylor Swift.
But there is a group of those incels who believe that it is women's obligation to sleep with them.
Yeah.
They do.
Yes, absolutely. They think that. They are absolutely of...
They are entitled. They are entitled to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just absolutely just have no... I mean, like... These guys wear the incel / chauvinist / originalist of America and this is who we are type of button with pride, and it's that type of thing is like the more you yell at them the bigger they get because this is what they want. They don't care about the discussion. They don't care about the point. They care about the reaction. As long as they get the reaction, that's what they're happy about. Period. And it doesn't matter if you agree with them or disagree with them.
It's
that's
just
what
the
feeds
attention.
Them. Yeah, because we're talking about it right now.
Well, and they're not wrong when they talk about the amount of power that Taylor Swift has culturally.
Yeah.
But again, they claimed that she got 4 million girls registered to vote in 24 hours. She's going to destroy the country. If the situation were reversed and MAGA had a GOP male celebrity who could get 4 million young men to vote, they would be overjoyed. And this should be another reminder that there are people who do not want everyone to vote.
They think
there are only certain people who should vote. Because obviously it would be fine for a whole 4 million young men to go vote. Not 4 million young girls.
4 million young girls if that GOP superstar were to get them to vote. I mean, like, that's the thing, is as long as they know that vote's going their way, they don't care who votes. But the moment you start questioning anything, it's, whoa, they're listening to too much Taylor Swift.
Right. They're being influenced by her.
They're going to leave their men and lose their eggs.
Because we forget them all over the place.
That's
right?
What actually, folks, I don't actually know if you know this. I've done some research myself. The number one cause of loss of eggs, feminism.
That's scientifically proven.
I'm scientific. My name is Greg Scientific. No relation to the calculator. And I'm telling you right now, feminism makes you lose your eggs.
Okay, good to know. We'll clarify that tomorrow with Dr. Kristen Lyer.
Please don't. She's here. Please do not. I do not want to get yelled at.
For the public cervix announcement, I think we may just want to address that just briefly on how is it that we're losing our eggs all over the place.
I have a PhD from Prager University.
Oh, there you go. We're so scattered brained, Greg, that we don't know where we put them. And again, Taylor did not register 4 million people. She did, however, on National Voter Registration Day, there were 35,252 new registrations. I don't believe when they registered, they said, I did this because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and even
so, we just know that there was an increase in the number of people who signed up to vote, which I would think would be a good thing.
You know what? I'll say this. If Charlie Kirk went on Instagram on National Voter Registration Day and said, hey, don't forget to register to vote, and he got 10,000, 20,000, be like, cool. You got people to register to vote, be part of the process. That's the important part. I don't care if it was Taylor Swift. I don't care if it was my mom. I don't care if it was Charlie Kirk. This idea that she's somehow going to ruin the country by just telling people to not even vote, just register to vote.
Register to vote.
Come on, you're just sad. And then it goes back to my original point. They don't care about the discussion or the end game. They care about the reaction. The reaction is all they need and want, because that's what gets them clicks, engagements, money, sponsors, money, more sponsors, money.
I think it's an important message to young women. There are people who do not want you in the voting booth.
Oh, I have a feeling those young ladies already know that.
Unless you're married.
Yep.
They'd really like you to get married young so you can listen and learn from your husband.
Yes. Yes.
The proper way.
And it's really great if your parents agree with your husband.
Yes.
You have to do that sticky thinking for yourself.
Yeah, well, don't burden us with that. We're trying to keep track of our eggs.
I'm trying to have a baby here.
I don't know where I put them. They were just here and now they're gone. All right. Don't go away. When we come back, I'm an older person and I don't take advantage of this thing, this tool that is available. Because I don't trust it, and it makes me suspicious.
Okay.
And I'm fairly certain I am not the only one. We want to know what useful tool is available that you avoid because you're like me, and you just don't trust it.
What's something that everyone else seems to use, but you do not?
Sure.
Technology, a tool itself.
A tool itself.
You know.
844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Don't go away. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love, if it's torture, don't say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't warn ya.
Sky. Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's been 6 months since a teenage boy from Reedsburg vanished after running away from home. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office says there are no new updates in the search for James Yablonski. He's been missing since mid-June when his father says he ran away from home. Clues turned up in and around Devil's Lake State Park near Baraboo this summer, but no new developments since then. Authorities and James's father say they're still looking for him. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Under the bill, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on one primary ballot together, regardless of party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A nonprofit agency that works with law enforcement and mental health professionals to help child abuse victims has a new home in Duluth. First Witness Child Advocacy bought the building in April of 2022 and have now opened it after renovations. The facility will offer victims in-depth forensic interviews, mental health resources, medical exams, and a safe space for children and families to begin healing from whatever trauma they've endured. The organization has served over 200 victims over the last 10 years. Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced legislation to promote marriage equality in the state. The first bill would reportedly remove invalid and unenforceable language in the state constitution that recognizes marriage as being between opposite genders. The second aims to clarify the parental rights of same-sex couples and modernize the language in family and marriage statutes. Members of the legislative LGBTQ plus caucus are hoping to make changes to the state law to match the protections under current federal law. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The Pacers have beat the Bucks 3 out of the last 5 times the teams have met. Bucks forward Malik Beasley says, in some ways, this Bucks team is still getting to know each other.
I mean, I feel like we've been pretty good overall in a clutch as a new team. You know, it ain't always easy to win games, and I think that's still, we have high expectations, championship and stuff, but, you know, like Coach said last night, we got to win. And, you know, control our situations better in between the game, first, third, second quarter, to prevent those type of situations, but you know, we're ready for late game situations if need be.
NFL, the Packers could be short at wide receiver this week when they face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dontavian Wicks told reporters he may have a high ankle sprain. Jaden Reed said to be in the concussion protocol. Matt LaFleur.
I think anytime you have more guys that continue to go out, it's also an opportunity for other guys.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way
ample
to say jelly.
Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 33. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 21. Daytime highs approaching 43 tomorrow. Bright sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 29.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We're caught in a trap.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Good morning, Hayward. Thank you for joining us. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, you can leave a message there as well. Hey, the Bucks tonight hosting the Pacers, 6:30. You can listen on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, or on WRCE in Richland Center, the news from the center. So go Bucks. Hopefully they'll have a good game tonight. We had this discussion off the air before we even started the show today. So I won't use this thing, and Greg thinks I'm silly.
Well, I don't think you're... Yeah, I think you're silly. It was because here's the backstory, real quick backstory. Jane was nice enough to buy me a coffee today, and I wanted to pay her for the coffee. You know, I don't expect anyone to buy my coffee, but I said, "Hey, Jane," in my head, knowing that what the answer was.
Yep.
I said, "Do you have Venmo?" And there was a sharp no, like you fool.
Of course not.
You fool.
You think I Venmo?
I don't know. You Riz.
No note of Venmo.
What? Why?
I don't trust it. It makes me twitchy.
So?
Because it's a bank account that you can send money to someone else, correct?
Correct. It's a way of connecting. Yeah. Yeah.
So does it go, do I have to make a wallet?
What you do is you just, okay. Welcome to Greg Explains Venmo to Jane.
I'm not the only one.
I know.
I'm so sure what you, I'm not the
so
only
it's,
one.
So it's like, so you have an Amazon account.
I do.
And you buy, have you ever bought anything on Amazon from your, well, actually from either your phone or your computer?
From my computer, sure.
Okay. Have you ever bought anything from your phone?
No.
Okay. So that was just for me. You set up an account there. It's a, you have a wallet there. That wallet has.
At Venmo.
I'm talking about Amazon.
On Amazon.
So. I'm using this as a example.
Okay.
You set up your wallet, quote unquote. That wallet has your card in it. That card you use to pay for stuff. That money from your Amazon account is transferred to Amazon. They take that money, they deposit it in their big old pockets, they send you your stuff. Boom, done. There goes the dynamite. Same thing with Venmo. You're going to go onto Venmo. You can either hook it up to your bank account or to a card. There are reasons for either. And then so what happens is I have a Venmo account. If you had a Venmo account, I would simply just say, all right, I'm going to send you $5 for the coffee.
It was $27.
You know what? You're getting $5 because I didn't ask for the expensive toffee. I send it to you. I get your account. It's like Twitter. You have a handle.
Okay.
And then it has a notification that says Greg has sent you $5 for coffee. You go into your account. You click it. You can tell it where to put it. You can put it into your savings account, checking account, and the money's there. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's just a way of sending money. It's encrypted. It's safe. If there have been problems, I can't. The only problem, there's only one major problem with Venmo, and that is if you do not get the exact handle, then that presents.
So you can deposit the money to the wrong person.
Correct, yes. But if you're simple like, hey, Jane, what is your Venmo handle? And you tell me, and I go, is this you? And you say, that's me. Then we're fine. It's a pretty safe. I mean, there's Venmo. There's Cash App. There's Zelle. There's Google Wallet, Google Pay. Like, there's all these different versions of that idea of just transferring ones and zeros to each other digitally. And it's fairly safe. I haven't heard anything in the paper saying, like, oh, my gosh, someone hacked into Venmo and everyone's accounts are free and open to the public. It's just another way of doing it. And I totally understand why you don't want to do it. I get it. My mom didn't want to do it, but it got to the point where the whole family was doing it and she joined in.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I the only one? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you Venmo? I personally do not.
Or if there's something akin to Venmo that everyone else does and you don't, call us up and tell us why you don't want to use it.
And what the thing is.
And I'll tell you what mine is.
Okay.
I never screenshot or take a picture of a check to deposit it on online banking. I will never do that.
I'm with you on that.
Someone hands me a check. That check goes into my pocket. That pocket goes to the bank. That pocket is full of a check. That check comes out of my pocket. I sign it. Put my little thing on there. I hand it to the person behind the 9 inches of glass. And I say, please deposit this meager winnings into my checking account. And they do that. I walk out and I'm happy.
So what is your hesitation to do that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to screw something up. It has less to do with the outside world and more about the fact that but also more so anything else, I just like running to the bank. Not old timey, but it's just like, hey, I got to run some errands, got to run to the bank, got to go to the market, got to get gas, that kind of thing. So it's like, you know, and it takes me no time at all. So,
Calvin, do you Venmo?
Of course, he invented Venmo.
I do Venmo. Well, now that I don't have roommates, I don't have as much reason to anymore.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But do you and your friends, as our resident young person, I assume you all Venmo with some frequency?
Yeah, I mean, it's better than carrying cash around.
Yeah.
See, I like having cash.
And Jane, we're here to tell you can have cash. No one's telling you can't. There's nothing wrong with carrying a 20 in your pocket. But most people, especially of a certain age, don't do that anymore.
I suppose.
Like, I never carry cash anymore. I don't work in a tip. The tipping world is gone for me. So I don't.
You don't have access to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
It just always seems silly to me to use my card for $4 when I have a $5 bill.
Well, there are charges too on that too. It makes sense. Card. Yeah, they'll charge you a percentage fee on the card and say using cash. And I understand it completely. You shouldn't do what you don't want to do. There is a convenience level to it all, and I don't even know if there is a fee with Venmo, but. You know, I use it for various things.
So I'm assuming you're not going to bring me my $27 tomorrow for the latte that I got you today.
You'll get $5 in nickels. That's all the cash I have, lady.
844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Do you Venmo or is it a no-no? Peggy from Brooklyn, Wisconsin is on the line. Good morning, Peggy. Thank you so much for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi. No, I do not Venmo for multiple reasons, but the number one reason is my hairdresser, my horse farrier. Probably about 20 different people I pay cash to.
Yeah.
And they give me 20% discount right off the top.
Yep.
Nice.
That's the number one reason.
Nice.
Number two is I've been told that they are going to start charging on Venmo because the government feels, of course, that they're losing some money.
So they're going to tag a 3% or something on their Peggy, probably.
Yep. And I've heard that through multiple people, but they haven't yet. So I'm really happy for the people. But no, I pay cash. And you know what's really interesting is a lot of my friends go, oh, she's the cash lady. So I like dealing with her with me because they know they're going to have cash in hand then.
There you go.
There are people who love getting paid in cash. Absolutely.
And there are places, gas stations will give you cash discounts.
Yes.
You know, and you can just simply be like, hey, if I pay with cash, can I get a certain amount off? Because they won't charge you the 10% card fee then. Because a lot of the times that price is the price is because they're putting that fee on you. So we got a text from the 414 that says, don't know about Venmo charge, but I try to use cash as much as possible. Giving a credit card company 3% for a transfer is highway robbery. Now, yeah, that's totally different. I'm not doing transfers with credit cards. Like, I'm not like...
Transferring.
Yeah.
But
you still get charged for using credit cards in certain locations.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the vendor is getting charged.
Yep. It's all basically... It's all a fee that I'm getting to pay.
Yeah. Yay.
Way to go, me.
844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Do you Venmo or is it no-no Venmo? Glenda from Madison. Good morning, Glenda. What do you think?
Good morning. I actually wanted to call and say that I use Zelle and Venmo and cash and checks, all of those. But I do have to put my checks in directly online because I don't have a brick and mortar bank.
There's
banks out there that are not brick and mortar anymore.
Yeah, your Allies, your Chimes. There's places out there they don't have, like here in Wisconsin, I don't think there's a Bank of America location.
Not a physical one.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There are several banks that have gone online, I think like Capital One has one, and correct, there's other banks that are online that you don't do anything in a brick and mortar store place. And now they have it. So, and I actually, I teach piano lessons. And so all of the people pay me, a couple people pay me cash, but most people pay me Zelle, Venmo, or something else like that with my handles.
Yeah.
And you've never had a problem with it, Glenda?
Knock on wood, no, not one. Even depositing my checks online.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's fairly safe, well-known technology now. I'm not telling you to do it or you have to do it, but if you wanted to do it, I'd show you how to do it. Make sure you did it safely. Thank you so much, Glenda, for calling.
Thanks a lot, Glenda, and thank you for being a piano teacher. I had a piano teacher when I was a kid, and she was wonderful.
And thank you, Cindy, for calling, too.
Yes, Cindy, absolutely, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Drawing a blank. From Brooklyn. She called from Brooklyn.
Wisconsin. I didn't know we had a Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Now, look what you learn.
You know
who
is that? Tony Coldcuts.
844-967-2789. Do you Venmo, or is it no Venmo, or is there some other thing, device, tool, something useful that everybody else is using and you're just not comfortable with it? Because that's, again, that's how I feel about Venmo. It makes me twitchy. It just makes me twitchy.
Okay. I mean, I the thing is, like, when you say it makes you twitchy, that's the thing is I want to get you not feeling that way. Like, if you're just like, I'm not using Venmo, I don't care. But the nervousness, that's what makes, because there's other things out there that, you know, there's other programs, other apps that do the same
thing.
Yeah,
I'm not doing those either. We have Doug from Randolph on the line. Good morning, Doug. Thank you so much for joining As Goes Wisconsin. Do you Venmo or no?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one. But I just did your comment on the eggs for the ladies. I just want to say the other way around for a white male, the more farther you are right on the Republican Party, the less your sperm count is.
Oh, that's science. Okay, well. Thank you very much.
Doug, when we have Dr. Lyerly on tomorrow for a public service announcement, well, I'll run that past her.
She'll agree with that.
And see how that holds up. But you have no opinion on Venmo?
Venmo? I guess I don't Venmo.
Then you're with me, Doug. Then Doug is on my side. I'm claiming Doug. I'm taking him. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate you backing me up.
I feel like he didn't back you up so much. You just grabbed his wrist and said, come on, we're going to Denny's and we're paying cash for moons over my hammies.
Doug's coming with me.
All right, fine.
He has no choice.
You are seriously getting very defensive right now about this, and I'm going to make you a Venmo account.
Oh, jeez. Just to teach me a lesson.
Calvin, another question for you before we... is there, so you said you use Venmo. Is there anything like a Venmo that your friends use or people use? And you're like, nah, no, thank you.
No, not really.
He's all about technology, folks.
I mean, everyone I know uses Venmo. I've heard people mention like other apps and I'm just like, well, do you use Venmo? And they're usually like, well, yeah, I have that too. And then we just go with that.
So is that like was Venmo the first of its kind or one of the earlier
Versions? Definitely one of the earlier ones.
It's almost like a Zoom or a thing where, like, even if you say, like, I'm going to Venmo you, what do you use? I use Zelle. Like, Venmo is the proper name is now the verb. Like, I got to Google something.
Yes.
So that's how ubiquitous Venmo is.
Nice.
Thank you.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't hang up if you're on the line. Call and or text and stay close. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baby.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hit me in the eye! Maybe I can see better.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Kelvin's on the board. You can always call in or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
And if you're watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. We're talking about Venmo. I do not Venmo. For me, Venmo is a no-no. I just don't.
More like Venmo.
Oh, that too. So we're wondering, do you use Venmo or is there some other application or some other tool that everybody else, it seems like, is using? And you're like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Karina, thank you for your patience. Karina from Milwaukee is joining us. What do you think, Karina, Venmo or no-no?
Well, I tell you this. I didn't have a Venmo because it wasn't there as I knew it. I had the Cash App. And I had a problem with the Cash App, and I called them their 1-800 number. And when they called me back and helped me figure out what's going on, I lost $10,000 off my checking account because they were interrupting the calls to the main line, and they called back as a customer service with my full information, everything, everything. And they said, oh, yes, of course, we're going to help you. Let's reinstall your card. Let's put things together. We're going to connect you to the bank. And as soon as I did that, the $10,000 went poof.
So you were scammed by somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was very professional. It was very professional, guys. I worked for Bank of America for 7 years doing mortgages and everything. So I am aware, like, painfully aware of everything what can happen. And I asked all the questions. I asked all the things I know I need to ask, and they gave me full information. Because you can use it maybe at some point, but when you have a problem, there's nobody to help you. Yeah. And this is, I don't like, and I would rather go into my Wells Fargo, yell, scream, shake someone, and get myself in the place where I'm comfortable and safe. So I'm sorry. I know it's comfortable, but sometimes it costs you too much.
Oh, I appreciate totally that, Karina, and I'm so very sorry you had that experience. $10,000 is not a small chunk of change. That is enough to make you sick to your stomach.
That made me want to delete my Venmo.
Well, this was not Venmo in particular that she was referring to, but texter from the 414 says, Venmo, heck no. Cash is king. Stacy from Waukesha. Another text on the text line at 844-967-2789. My mother-in-law does not do any financial transactions online, but she also thought the COVID vaccine had a microchip in it, so there's that.
Oh, boy. We got a text message from the 608 listening to WISS. PayPal does the same thing, and the PayPal savings has a 4.3 interest rate. PayPal has been around longer. This person obviously works for PayPal.
Nice commercial for PayPal.
That's a wonderful commercial for PayPal, everybody. Yeah, that's terrible, Karina. And I don't, yeah, I have, like I, but like that kind of leads me to back where I said before, the only thing I've ever seen anyone experience with Venmo is when she sent my friend some money. Luckily, it was only like $25 to the wrong account. She eventually got the money back,
but
you have to run through so many hoops.
Yes.
And you have to get that name correct. And it's helpful to put a picture on there so someone can see your face. You know, it's just.
But Karina's right. It really is very difficult now to find actual human people.
Oh, gosh,
that
yes,
you can
absolutely.
Talk to yes. to resolve anything. Yep. I have this charge that I've had on my credit card for over a year and a half. I cannot get rid of it. I can't talk to a human that works at this place. And I've had the robotic chat, you know, online. And it's $31 a month. And I have not been able to find a way to cut this. They say I subscribe to this service. They don't have any of my emails. I have never subscribed to this service, so they can't even identify who I am. So, yeah, it's a real pain in the neck when there's not an actual human person to help you figure things out.
That's ridiculous.
Loretta from Kenosha is joining us. Good morning, Loretta. Thank you so much for joining
us
from Wisconsin.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
No, I don't use Venmo, no.
No, Venmo.
No Venmo, and I do not, I'm an oldster too, I do not use online banking at all. And can I ask a question?
Sure.
In the news, you've talked about the school closings in Kenosha. Are you talking about that today at all?
We have not been. I'm not sure what Todd Alba is going to be covering next, because his show is next at noon, Loretta. But let's take a look at that. That can be something that we can put on the show plan for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling. And back to Peggy. It was Peggy in Brooklyn
Peggy
who joined
Brooklyn.
Us. Peggy is back. Good morning, Peggy.
Hey,
what did we miss?
So one quick thing. On PayPal, I paid for a clinic way up north, a horse clinic, and the lady told me she never got the money. So then I called PayPal. They put it on hold. PayPal hung on to the money. They never gave me the money back. I spent over a year dealing with
them. My.
So that's why I don't deal with PayPal.
Yeah.
And number two is my husband had a hack on his credit card about 2 years ago. And I don't know. It's unbelievable. But by the time I caught it, it was $20,000. And by the time I caught it, and I called the credit card company. It was through Cabela's credit card. And the lady said, we can put a hold on that money until you give us a reason why you don't want it to go through. And I'm like, but this is like over 30 days. The money's got to be gone. She said, oh, no, there's ways of doing it. And she did. She put a hold on it. My husband wrote a letter. They wanted an official letter from him that he didn't order this, blah, 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 on the date, time, and everything. And the money got re-put in our account.
Well, that's great.
I've never heard of that in my entire life. But I don't know why more credit cards can't do that.
They probably can. They just don't want you to know.
They would rather not have to do that. Thank you so very much, Peggy. Really appreciate it. One real quick text. It feels so, from listening on WAUK, it feels so anticlimactic to get a Christmas gift through Venmo. I'd rather get cash in a card.
Whatever. I mean, it's all going to the same account anyways. Whatever.
Coming up tomorrow. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here at 11:06 for our public cervix announcement.
R.I.P. Andre Brauger.
R.I.P.
Can't talk about it today.
We're running out of time. Andre Brauger, who was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And many other things.
Passed away very young. He will be missed. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Greg. Thank you for calling and texting and joining us on the stream. I hope you find some joy today, and I hope you have the chance to share it. Stay right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I found out. Can you hear me? Come on and listen to me now.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.